Oh, I don't have the... Hold on. Where are we? I don't have the right thing. But Martin Pepperell is on our line. I just need to play with the desk. There we go. Right, I should be able to talk to Martin Pepperell now. Hello, hey, Martin. Hey. Are you there?
I am.
Oh, there you are. I hadn't set the desk up correctly, but good morning, Martin. How are you?
I'm good. It's slightly breezy, slightly cloudy Thursday morning in the capital.
Well, I don't want to be rude or anything, but that doesn't really shock me, to be honest.
No. It's fairly standard stuff.
Anyway, what's been happening in your world? Listen to any good music recently?
Look, I mean, listeners, you know the deal. It's the segment. We talk about the new music. This week I've got the new album from Kate MV. She's a singer-songwriter, producer, multi-instrumentalist, visual artist, you name it, hailing from Moscow in Russia, actually a graduate of the 2014 Red Bull Music Academy program in Tokyo, which, for reference, that was the same year that New Zealand's Chelsea Jade, formerly known as Watercolours, attended.
Really? Oh, so, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So this is, wow, this is Kate's fourth album. A little bit of background, you know, Kate MV came out of the, in the early 20s, came out of the Russian alternative rock and post-punk scene, but at the same time has had this huge interest and fascination with 80s Japanese music, city pop, Kenkyo Ongaku, the environmental music, full spectrum range of it, and also came in Moscow out of a community of musicians who are also DJs and diggers. So when she emerged with her first album in 2016, I think it was, very refined aesthetics, been involved in a lot of different things. Since then, she's been putting records out every couple of years through RVNG International, which is a New York-based label. A couple of years ago in 2020, we had this album Room for the Moon, which was her homage to the whole 80s city pop thing, but intertwined with her love of Russian fairy tales and Russian 80s and 90s fantasy films and TV series for children.
Yeah, cool.
A little bit of a post-punk. So, super cool stuff. Anyway, so 2 years on, WOW is... WOW is an experience. WOW is definitely the right title for WOW. So WOW, I think it's like going to an amusement park or a carnival or going into a fun house, you know, where every single room, you know, one room is like a mirror maze and then the next room is a vertical slide and then the room after that's like one of those tactile mazes in the dark and after that you fall into a ball pit, one of those pits full of all the balls for children. It's a bit like that. These each of these tracks are they're like spending time in spaces. I've started thinking of them like almost like video game levels. Like, video game levels. You know, like moving through a level on Crash Bandicoot or Sonic the Hedgehog or something. There's still the massive the Japanese music influence in particular.
You can really hear it.
80s techno pop, yeah, that's huge. The other thing also is she sings in three languages on this album.
Wow,
English, Russian, and Japanese. There's a song in Japanese called I can't remember the title of it. But the second track on this album, she is sung in Japanese, and the lyrics were written for her by DJ Foodman, who's this really interesting Japanese footwork producer and DJ. So a lot of interesting connections. A big thing, though, with this one is she's big time into this thing called the Found Sound Nations Broken Orchestra, which is a sample pack of over 1,000 dilapidated instruments recorded from Philadelphia's public schools. So, you know, broken down clarinets, flutes, you know, brass, woodwind, you name it, whatever. So she's got all these, sample banks of all these decaying instruments.
What an interesting thing to have.
Oh, look, people use it. They use it for a bunch of stuff. So she's got this, and then she's got musician friends playing bits and pieces, which she's gone and cut up and resampled and chopped up. And then she's gone and done a whole bunch of field recording with everyday objects. One of the themes in this is sort of the idea that, you know, it's kind of like I say, this mirror maze, like funhouse thing of all these different rooms. Sometimes it's thinking about how entertaining the smallest things can be. You know, like if you think about, listen to this album from the perspective of being a small child.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, someone can entertain you for a whole hour with a piece of bubble wrap or a cardboard box.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Sort of stripping it back, you know, finding that actually, you know, these everyday things, you know, there's a bit more magic, there, you know, that lies beneath the surface. Sometimes it's just a bit of manipulation. It seems this is a little bit psychedelic, the sort of dissolving of reality into fantasy. So that's sort of the long and short of it. The track I've got from the album that I sent to you, Oni.
Mind blowing.
I think it's a pretty good window into what's going on here. There's a lot of elements, you know, like these tracks are like little universes.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to listen to the whole thing. I mean, if this is a taster of it, like it's got to be something, curious to listen to.
No, there's a lot. You know, every track has, like, some unique delights and interesting things going on. Some of them are straight-up instrumentals. Some are sort of deconstructed pop songs where there's still, like, a chorus and maybe verses, but, you know, things become fragmented and splintered. Interesting approach.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I'm not going to forget this song anytime soon, you know? Like...
There's a lot. You gotta play it loud. Play it late at night. Get the strobe lights going.
I'm curious though, as someone like you who listens to all sorts of music, huge variety, and listens to lots of it as well, is this like something really memorable to you?
Yeah, hell yeah. This is like, because you can just hear how. You can hear how well listened she is.
Yeah, you know,
this is someone who really, her taste is really an outgrowth of having really figured out areas of music that she's interested in and liked, you know, like sort of avant-garde, like jazz spaces, the Japanese and Russian music thing, a lot of like classic synth pop, post-punk. Really done the listening and really done the thinking about... Not so much like... She's done the thinking about the stuff from the past that's inspired her, but she's also done the thinking about whether those particular threads or strands are being carried on now. And if they're not, you know, okay, what can we do to, like, keep these sort of ideas alive?
Yeah, that's such a healthy, I think, approach to music, and also almost like sound conservation in a way.
Oh, look. Look, you talk about people like Madlib, Pete Rock, you know, DJ Premier, you know, the sort of RZA, the famous hip-hop producers. I mean, that whole generation, by making all of those sample-based boom-bap beats and, like, you know, jazz hip-hop beats and stuff, what they actually did was, like, I mean, they created a space for themselves, but they also, like, created a whole generation who are curious to find out what the records were which had been sampled. You know, a whole generation of people went back, and a whole generation of hip-hop lovers went back and really learned about jazz, you know, learned about soul, funk, all of that. So that's one of the things of these sort of things. You know,
You want to
add something new, but you also want to signpost so that people can get a sense of how you personally arrived at that moment. This is something a lot of folk artists do it really well. You know, I mean,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Dylan like made huge efforts around preservation and archiving work, around letting people know about, you know, the different types of early singers that someone like him listened to while he was developing. I mean, a lot of people in the folk space will point back to things like the Anthology of American Music, which is this collection of all these like low-budget recordings made around the country of just local people like singing their songs, songs they knew, you know. So I think that's the thing, you know. You gotta it's a balance between respect from the past and also trying to find a way to add something new, keep the whole thing moving forward so it doesn't become stagnant. That's sort of the challenge across all of the genres, and maybe even across most of the mediums.
Yeah, that's such an interesting thought. Yeah, I think the listeners should take this as a sign to go explore something old, but explore Kate NV first, I think. Martin, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I could listen to you speak all day, quite frankly, but I can't. I don't have enough time, and probably you don't either. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that was the wonderful Martin Pepperell on the line, talking about his pick today, which, right, hold on to your seats. This is just really interesting. This is something else, honestly. This is Oni by Kate NV. Enjoy.
Bye.